House Democrats tried for a second time to override President Bush's veto last year of legislation that would have expanded the state children's health insurance program, SCHIP. Mary Agnes, what happened?
The override vote, which totaled 260 to 152, was 15 votes short of the two-thirds majority required to override the president's veto. In October, the first veto override attempt failed by 13 votes.
What impact does the veto override issue have on the SCHIP program?
Late last year, Bush signed into law legislation that would extend current funding for the SCHIP program through the end of March 2009, and that funding will maintain current levels of enrollment. But proponents of expanding SCHIP funding say that the lack of additional funds makes it harder for states to provide health care coverage to children who need it.
What's next on this issue?
With the presidential and congressional elections approaching this fall, Democrats are likely to keep the SCHIP expansion issue alive and will likely force Republicans to vote on this issue again. Expect children's health care coverage to be the focus of hearings and likely more floor votes this year.
Lawmakers in both chambers, as well as Bush administration officials, have been discussing an economic stimulus package to boost the economy. Some involved in the discussion want Medicaid funding increased as part of this legislation. What's happening there, Mary Agnes?
Administration officials and Capitol Hill lawmakers are assembling an economic stimulus package to help the struggling economy. The nation's governors would very much like to have a temporary increase in federal Medicaid payments included in that package, but there's no additional Medicaid funding in a stimulus deal that was cut between House leaders and the White House. The governor said in a statement last week that they strongly support a combination of a $6 billion block grant and a $6 billion increase in Medicaid funding to be included in any stimulus package enacted into law. And additionally, the Senate is now compiling its own stimulus package, which could be different than the House version.
What's ahead on this issue?
When Senate Finance Committee members met late last week to discuss the Senate's version of the economic stimulus package, they discussed the possibility of temporarily boosting federal Medicaid spending to help jumpstart the economy, but it's unclear if that language will be added to the Senate's version of the economic stimulus bill. Labor, provider, and patient advocacy groups have joined the governors in urging the Senate to add more Medicaid funding, but some House lawmakers and Bush administration officials have said that any delay in economic stimulus legislation could add more damage to an already ailing economy.
What happens if Medicaid funding is not included in the current economic stimulus bill?
If Congress considers a second economic stimulus package later this year, Medicaid funding would likely be in the mix. But prospects for bipartisan action will no doubt worsen as the calendar gets closer to the presidential elections.
Some Senate lawmakers want to create a task force to address entitlement spending. Mary Agnes, could you tell us about that?
Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad, a Democrat from North Dakota, and Judd Gregg, a Republican from New Hampshire, who's the committee's ranking Republican, have said that they'll push for a vote this year on a proposal to create a task force that would address long-term budget problems tied largely to entitlement spending. This has been a focus for both of the senators. In September, they introduced legislation that would create an entitlement commission made up of lawmakers and administration officials.
How would the task force work?
It would be made up of 14 members of Congress with 8 Democrats and 6 Republicans and 2 administration officials, including the Treasury Secretary. 12 of the task force's 16 members would have to support recommendations that were made by the group. The group would draft proposals, which Congress would have to vote on, for how to handle expected budget pressure from Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
What's ahead on this issue?
I doubt that during an election year that lawmakers will want to tackle the tough decisions that have to be made to reduce entitlement spending. For example, do you want to cut benefits or increase taxes, or do you want to add to the existing deficit, or do you want to assemble some combination of the three? But the senator's interest in the issue will no doubt increase the focus on entitlement spending, which will only increase with more baby boomers moving into retirement.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.